The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let's be seated. What they expected to find was a baby in Jerusalem, a baby with golden clothes and attendants on each side. What they expected to find was a future ruler and a wealthy family with power. What they expected to find was a king. But what they did find, what they found, turned their entire world upside down. For these wandering stargazers had been searching for something. They had seen movement in the stars, had seen one rising in the east, and knew it was time for a journey to begin. So they traveled where they thought the king of the Jews should be. They went to Jerusalem, where all the important things happen. It does seem odd that these priests from the east, these ones outside the realm of God, would even care about this future king of the Jews. Maybe they simply wanted to see a glimpse of the kingdom where they knew they didn't belong. Maybe they wanted to discover just what type of new king had been born. Or maybe something deep inside them stirred that they couldn't explain. So they set forward again and found him. They found a baby, but not the one they expected. What they found was a boy in the small village of Bethlehem, wrapped in worn sections of cloth. What they found was a baby with a young, tired mother on one side and an aging father on the other. What they found in this Jesus child, what they found was God. And overwhelmed with joy, they fell down on their knees in worship and praise, because somehow they knew that what lay at their feet was not only the King of the Jews, but the very Creator and God of all. These foreigners, these crazy wandering star-watching outsiders, were among the first ones to whom God was revealed as a baby lying in his mother's arms. God chose to show the world that something incredibly different, something life-changing, something completely transforming had begun with this new life. That now all life had been touched and brought into the very life of God. And God chose to be first revealed to those out-of-bounds people that wandered under the skies. Because that's how God works. God chooses strange people and strange circumstances, even despised and lowly ones, to make God's glory and God's mysteries known. Jesus, this little baby lying in a manger in the backwoods of Bethlehem, is God. This baby born to an unwed mother is God. And this baby who will one day hang on a cross, even then, maybe especially then, is God. Because that is how God works. That is where God is revealed. Unlike the Magi expected, God is not revealed in Jerusalem, in the established places, in the scribes and in the priests. God is not revealed in following ancient laws and traditions or in proper words and prayers. God is not revealed in the good and upright and the just and the righteous. God is revealed most truly and fully in Jesus Christ, in the one who chose to become just like us, who entered into our very existence to show us the transforming power of God. And in Jesus, we find a kingdom revealed where we least expect it. In Eastern Magi, in Samaritan women, and those who mourn, and those who are persecuted, and those supposedly outside the realm of God. We see a kingdom where sinners and outsiders eat with the divine. We see a new place that turns this world based on power and privilege and insiders upside down. In Jesus, we find a kingdom where God chooses to be revealed, where God enters deeply in with those that suffer and are in pain, and we see a God whose own journey leads him to pain and to darkness and to death. By revealing God's self to the Magi and to outsiders, by revealing God's self in a tiny baby in a manger and a suffering man dying on the cross, we find the places where God is present now. We discover that God is not found in right answers and right questions or in my own attempts to be clever and profound. God is not found in a bigger house or in the accolades from colleagues or in a successful career. God is not found with those the world considers insiders, but with those on the outside. One of the few things I remember from seminary, and I've probably shared it before, is a professor who said, if you draw a circle and stand on the inside, and someone stands on the outside, Jesus is absolutely always on the outside of your circle. And I feel convicted, because I like the inside of my circle. I know what to say and how to act and who to let in. There are some very crazy people out there. Those that wander underneath the skies, those that make the wrong decisions, those that threaten and confront me. The problem is, though, Christ isn't here with me. He's out there with them. Unless I'm not the insider that I think I am. Maybe we aren't really all that different. We all desperately want to have these walls that we've built torn down. To have someone love us when we feel like we could never be loved. We need someone to run to us when we feel lost and alone and all we do is wander aimlessly under the skies. And then, when we least expect it, when we think there is no way out, Jesus meets us exactly where we are, in the midst of our dark nights and our endless days. And suddenly our world is turned upside down, and looking us in the eyes is the Christ child. And then, with our worlds turned upside down, Christ calls us outward. He calls us to step outside these circles and to follow a star. To follow the star and see where else God is revealed. Christ calls us to see this world through all other outsiders, and not just to smile and to nod at them, but to live with them, to meet Christ in them. For Christ is present in the world where I do not want to be, where I feel uncomfortable and threatened and convicted, He's present in manger beds and prison cells. He's present in the suffering of refugees and those who have no home, sleeping under leaking tents in the fields nearby. He's present exactly where I do not want him to be, and in those places where I desperately want to hide my eyes from. But as ones who claim that Jesus is God, as ones who long to follow that baby in a manger, we are called to wander along the skies with each other, seeing each other as Christ sees us. We're called out of bounds to serve and to live with Gentiles and Magi. We're called to stand together at the side of the manger and at the base of the cross, welcoming and loving those on the outside. We're called to follow the star, a star that takes us home by another way, a star that leads us outside to God, who breaks open wide our circles, who turns our world upside down and our very beings inside out. Amen.